This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So making headlines today is the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, quote, appears to be over, according to the CDC. Now, I completely forgot about that. I mean, it was kind of big news Thanksgiving weekend, right? You know, because CDC or FDA said, guys, we're about to go on break. Don't eat the lettuce so we can figure this out next week. So that was kind of big news at the end of November. I don't think we really cared much in December. I don't think any of us were really eating lettuce during, you know, the holiday times, right? It was all about our eggnog and our Christmas cookies. But the CDC says it does appear to be over. So for those of you that were, you know, waiting with tainted breath on, you know, when the news was going to break on that, here we are. But there were 62 reported cases across 16 states, as well as D.C., of people who did get pretty sick from the Shiga toxin producing E. coli, 0157:H7. Luckily, no fatalities. But 25 people were hospitalized, according to officials. And Canadian health officials discovered sick people who were infected with the same DNA fingerprint of that E. coli in Canada. And I guess the people who got sick between October 7th and December 4th. So they believe it came from California, according to, the CDC. Epidemiologic laboratory and traceback evidence from the United States and Canada indicated that romaine lettuce harvested from the central coastal growing regions of northern and central California was the likely source of the outbreak. And California farms and cooling facilities that showed up in the traceback investigation were inspected. And CDC did identify the strain. Why? It was sediment collected with an agricultural water reservoir on an Adams Brother farming farm. This is in Santa Barbara County. So there was a recall for red leaf lettuce, green leaf lettuce, cauliflower. All right. So good job on their part. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But now we're being told that the FDA has had to shut down routine food inspections because of the partial government shutdown. According to 6ABC, routine food inspections are not getting done. But the agency will bring back about 150 employees soon to inspect riskier foods like cheese, infant formula, and produce. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said the agency cannot make the case that a routine inspection of a Nabisco cracker facility is necessary during the shutdown. So we may not see cookies and crackers get inspected. Now, some of you will say, well, who cares about cookies and crackers? I do, because remember that other salmonella outbreak that hit Honey Smacks and some crackers and stuff. Now, they say the FDA does not oversee meat and poultry, and those inspections are continuing. So that's something that I didn't think about. I mean, are we going to be more at risk for foodborne illness because of this partial government shutdown? Now, Gottlieb said FDA inspections have ramped up this week for the first time since the holidays, since the lapse in inspections of high-risk foods will not be significant if they resume soon. He said his concern would grow if these inspections were halted for several weeks. Now, apparently, the FDA conducts about 8,400 domestic inspections a year, which is about 160 inspections a week. He said about a third of the inspections are at places that handle the high-risk food. So, factors that determine whether food is more susceptible would be like the type of food, how it's made, if the facility has had a history of violations. So, the FDA oversees approximately three-quarters of our food supply. And that does include packaged foods and produce. The agency said all imported foods will continue to be inspected, and that the critical functions, such as monitoring for food poisoning outbreaks, will remain up and running. Now, they've also sampled foods like frozen berries, that kind of stuff, for contamination. That all still continue. So I'm still a little confused on this partial shutdown. I know it affects the TSA. I know it affects a variety of agencies. But it sounds like people are still getting work done. I know we're going into our third week of the shutdown. But the FDA had complained earlier during that Listeria outbreak that they don't have enough staff, that they needed more staff. And one of the reasons why the Listeria outbreak happened is they just didn't have enough staff. And so even though they're going to bring back 150 people, that makes me a little nervous. So now, who inspects the meat? Well, that's the Department of Agriculture. So the Department of Agriculture said their inspection of meat and poultry and processed eggs are going to continue, and that 89% of their food safety employees are still working. Restaurants, who oversees them? That'll be your local health agency, so that shouldn't be affected. So if you're about to eat at a restaurant, you're like, well, how do I know if this is safe? That's, you know, restaurants have, you know, that overseen. However, they do need the poultry and the food and the dairy to have been inspected before they get it. So Sarah Sorcher, boy is that hard with a lisp like mine, Deputy Director of Regulatory Affairs at the Center for Science in the Public Interest, said the FDA's short-term lapse in routine food inspections is not a cause for worry. But it can be if the shutdown continues. They say a long shutdown could hinder their work on implementing new safety standards. Apparently, in 2017, a government report noted that the number of facilities that the FDA inspects has declined. So that was back in 2017. And that it did not always take effective action to ensure violations were corrected. They said that the agency inspected 19% of all food facilities in 2015. Only 19%. So, I mean, what do we want? Do we want our taxes raised so we have more inspections? I don't understand how we have thousands of crew out there, right? We have all these government workers, and we have all these foodborne illnesses going on now. I mean, chocolate, right? Now chocolate has to be recalled because of one brand of it, because somebody had hepatitis A at the facility. I mean, I understand that, you know, we need the FDA and we need the government involved, but what the hell is going on at the local level? Is anybody making sure that their employees aren't sick and contaminating the food? So we don't always need the FDA involved. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this I found kind of fascinating. They say surgeries being done in Mexico are linked to antibiotic-resistant infections here in the U.S. This is being reported by CNN and the CDC. They say Americans who go down to Tijuana, Mexico, to have surgery, have come home back to the States with dangerous antibiotic-resistant infections. That's according to the CDC. They say all of the travelers diagnosed with the life-threatening bacteria, this carbapenem-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa, or CRPA, have undergone invasive medical procedures. And the most common one that they went to Mexico for was a weight loss surgery. Now, the CDC did not say when the surgeries took place or how many patients were infected. But they did say that infections caused by this particular drug-resistant Pseudomonas are rare in the U.S. and difficult to treat. Carbapenem-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa is a big, bad bug. And it is not something you want here in the United States. The CDC is saying that they're picking it up in Mexico and bringing it back. In order to knock this out, you need to be on antibiotics for a while. Now, they say nearly half of the infected patients had undergone surgery at Grand View Hospital in Tijuana. The rest had undergone surgeries at other hospitals and clinics in the area. Now, the good news is that the CDC says that the Mexican government has closed Grand View Hospital, quote, until further notice. But the agency still suggests that travelers do not have surgery there until the authorities have confirmed that the drug-resistant bacteria is no longer present. So this idea of medical tourism is nothing new. I remember stories of my grandfather before I was born. My grandfather had really debilitating gouty arthritis. Now, he was he played football back in the 20s and 30s when, you know, what, leatherheads, right, where they didn't really have padding and helmets, right? And he was a good football player from what I understand. I believe played for Case Western. Never was able to finish college because he had to support his family, and that's just what they did back then, right? And there was the Depression. But his injuries that he sustained from football plagued him most of his adult life. He had to take a lot of aspirin. But when Buffarin came out, he took that. He would wake up in a bed full of blood because he would have GI bleeds. He would have ulcers from all the inflammatories he would take for his pain. And then he developed gout. And the gout would affect the joints, most probably, that he injured during his football days. And so he was in a lot of pain. I just remember his hands and his eye. And you know, maybe he had some other sort of inflammatory arthritis. But my mom said that he used to go down to Mexico to get gold injections. He would go down to Nogales, because Nogales was on the border of Arizona and Mexico, whereas Tijuana is on the border of California and Mexico. So he would go down to Nogales for treatments and do the drive, and it was, you know, not cheap, but also more reasonable than medicine in the States. And so people would go down to Mexico for treatments all the time. That's again, nothing new. But medical tourism has started to explode as prices in America have skyrocketed. They say between 11 million and 14 people each year will travel for medical care to Costa Rica, India, Israel, Malaysia, Mexico, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, and they may travel to the U.S. That's according to Patients Beyond Borders. They're kind of a guide to medical tourism. Many people are drawn, right, to the lower cost. Not sure why going to America would be a lower cost, but I know a lot of Canadians come down to America because they can't get certain things through their socialized medicine structure. And the Medical Tourism Association, according to CNN, is an international trade organization that acts as a liaison between patients and international providers. Apparently, the industry was worth $100 billion last year, or between the years 2016 and 2017. So according to its latest survey of providers, about 72% of the patients who use medical tourism traveled for cancer, spine, and other orthopedic treatments. Then came the cosmetic and plastic surgery procedures, and then came the cardiovascular and neurosurgeries. So we think that the number one cause of people traveling is for cosmetics. That's number two. It's usually for cancer, spine, orthopedic treatments. And I could see with cancer, more people coming to America for treatment there because we have some of the best treatment for that. Over 50% of the surgeries cost between $10,000 and $50,000. 16% were high, about $50,000 and $100,000. So, CDC is cautioning people from kind of doing this. if you are going to another location that your body isn't built for, and you're acquiring a bug and then bringing it back to our country, that's a no-no. It's not against the law, but it's just not something that we want to encourage. CDC says antibiotic resistance is a global problem, and resistant bacteria may be more common in other countries than in the United States. Because remember, in the U.S., we still have a lot of strict guidelines on our cleanliness and how we run things. And even if Mexico has that guidelines, are they having the same sort of oversight? You know, we were just talking about the FDA and how during the partial government shutdown, some facilities are not going to be checked. Well, do we really know how good the inspection, their equivalent of OSHA, right, and other health agencies are during a normal functioning government versus, you know, their form of a shutdown? We don't know that. And all it takes is one worker who may be in a beautiful facility to just be half-assed with their hand washing or bring something from home. You know, they may be coming in a hurry. You know, the nurse goes, where were you? You were late. They're like, sorry. They have their purse. Just go into room 501. So they have their purse. They have their stuff. They don't take off their jacket. They run into that room. Now they just brought stuff from home. So in a millisecond, these things can be spread. So the CDC has a number of suggestions for anyone thinking about medical tourism, including one, try and research the healthcare provider or the surgeon. Research a clinical and hospital. Try to choose internationally credentialed facilities and be aware of the standards for providers and clinics in other countries that may not be the same. But again, guys, we did this to ourselves. It is very expensive to get surgery or anything done here in the States, especially with plastic surgery. I can't tell you how many women are going down to Costa Rica. And I got to tell you, I see women going down to Brazil, Costa Rica, Mexico for cosmetic surgery. Some of them, the work is exquisite. There are some real gifted surgeons down there, but I've also seen a lot of botched work. Really scary stuff. And maybe the incidence of a botched job isn't as high as we may have it here in the United States, right? I mean, you know, doctors make mistakes here in our country. But when somebody goes down to Mexico and comes back, right, possibly losing their breast from an infection or having horrible scars because their wound got infected and had to open up, that's going to make some pretty big news. So even if it's only a couple cases, it's still going to stand out. And, you know, people always ask, why aren't medicines cheaper in the United States? Why do we have to go down to Mexico for cheaper medications? So I'm telling you right now, actually, the medicines aren't that much cheaper in Mexico. I went into some pharmacies on my last trip just to see what they were charging. And because most of the tourists are American, they're charging pretty much America prices in some of their pharmacies. So get that myth out of your head. Mexico is not selling medicine cheaper. Is unless, of course, you're going away from the tourist hubs. But when you walk into a regular pharmacy, it may even be more expensive than what you could get in the States. The difference, though, is you could get a prescription yourself without a doctor prescription. You could get the medication without a prescription. So I think there's a lot of miscommunication here. People say, oh yeah, I could run down and get a Z-Pack in Mexico cheap. You could get a Z-Pack in America cheap. The difference is you could get that Z-Pack or that Xanax or that Tramadol or that Levaquin without a prescription, so that saves you money on not having to see a doctor. And that's why people say it's cheaper to get your medicine in Mexico. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump was talking to reporters today at the White House. The president is heading to McAllen, Texas, where he will tour border facilities and meet with agents. The president has said time and time again that Mexico would help pay for some of the wall for border security. The president explains those comments.
They are paying for it with the incredible deal we made. Called the United States, Mexico, and Canada, USMCA deal. It's a trade deal. It has to be approved by Congress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues his trip to the Middle East. Thursday in Cairo, the Secretary of State says the U.S. will continue to target terrorists around the world.
America will not retreat until the terror fight is over. We will labor tirelessly alongside you to defeat ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other jihadists that threaten our security and yours.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't really talk that much about astronomy news and stuff that happens in space because I just am not that interested in it. But since you guys may be, and this was a headline, I'll share. They say the sun is supposed to turn into a rock in 10 billion years' time. Yeah, see, I don't care about 10 billion years from now. You know, I understand I may have a great, 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 great grandchild who could be sitting there playing with her. Well, I doubt she'll play with dolls. Anybody related to me doesn't really play with dolls. We're just not that kind of girls. Okay? You know, we like to light things on fire and, you know, play with bugs and, you know, play in the mud, you know, or flirt with the other boys in the neighborhood. So I get how she could be outside playing when this all happens. But for now, I just can't think about that. And they say that the sun is going to turn into a crystal ball in 10 billion years' time when it decides to die. Astronomers identified the first direct evidence that old stars turn to rock when they run out of nuclear fuel and begin to cool down. Scientists trained the Gaia Space Telescope on 15,000 white dwarf candidates within around 300 light years of Earth. If any of you guys know what the hell that means, just have at it. And they found large numbers of the stars showing signs that indicated that they have cooled down. And when they cool down, they turn into a rock. See, will the sun fall? No, because there's no real gravity. Yeah, I don't care, honestly. I don't care. Dr. Pierre-Emmanuel Tremblay from the University of Warwick's Department of Physics said the observations proved a 50-year-old theory. Dr. Tremblay said said this is the first direct evidence that white dwarfs crystallize. I don't know what a white dwarf is. Or transition from liquid to solid. I guess a white dwarf is a star? Or a sun? I don't know. I got to look that up. What is a white dwarf? I mean, are they talking about something from Lord of the Rings? Like half elf, half dwarf? Or is it like a Khaleesi Game of Thrones? Okay, so white dwarf, astronomy? Definition. Let's see. That's kind of like interesting. It is what stars like the sun become after they exhausted their nuclear fuel. So they become a white dwarf. But does it get smaller? I guess it's very, very dense. Okay. I guess this happens so often that they have a term for it. All right. News to me. It was predicted 50 years ago that we should observe a pileup in the number of white dwarfs at certain luminosities and colors due to crystallization, and only now this has been observed, because now they have the technology with the telescope. Okay, I think I'm getting this, guys. I think I'm getting this. They say all white dwarfs will crystallize at some point in their evolution, although more massive white dwarfs go through the process sooner. So billions of white dwarfs in our galaxy have already completed the process and are essentially crystal spheres in the sky. And the sun's going to do this in approximately 10 billion years. So everybody mark your Google calendar or your Outlook calendar on that one. The crystal spheres, I know, that's going to be a horrible day. It's going to be a bad day. I know. I'm not really looking forward to it. The crystal spheres are made of carbon and oxygen under such high density that the crystal structure will make them look like metal. Although it's possible that diamonds may form. Ooh. And the sun is now currently considered a yellow dwarf star. I've never called the sun that, have you? I mean, I've heard the sun called a god. I've never heard the sun called a yellow dwarf star. They say over the next 5 billion years, it is going to cool down. In the process, first expanding into a red giant and then shrinking down into a white dwarf and generally harden and solidifying. It's almost like menopause, kind of. I mean, you know, right before you go into menopause, you have these real bad periods. And then all of us, I mean, not for everybody, and then all of a sudden you just dry up and just start to crystallize and turn into like a Medusa looked at stone. That's really kind of what... Maybe the sun is female. So they say eventually white dwarfs cool down into black dwarfs when they give off no more heat. Okay, that's going to change. I don't think people are going to like that terminology. They say the full findings of the study were published in the journal Nature. So what happens when the sun dies? The core becomes that white dwarf star. Then you get this ring-shaped planetary nebula. Is nebula the sister in Guardians of the Galaxy? Then there's a metamorphosis, And I don't know. So does a new son take its place? I mean, is anybody vying for the new son position? You know how right now everybody's worried about 2020 presidential election, right? I think Kamala Harris has now thrown her name into the ring. We knew that would happen. She's, I believe, senator out of California. But Iowa, of course, going to be ground zero. So, I mean, we already here have people vying for that. I wonder what's going to be vying for the new son position. Speaking of 2020, Ford has unveiled the new Ford Explorer. Apparently, it hasn't had a new design for 8 years. And I guess it looks kind of sexy. I don't know. I mean, it looks like an SUV. The 2020 Explorer has been redesigned with special features, new technology, and creature comforts SUV owners have come to expect. So there's a Ford Co-Pilot 360 that provides driver assistance to avoid collisions. In addition, Ford increased the towing capacity by 66%, making the Explorer lighter and more fuel efficient. Okay, that sounds good. How much is it? $33,000. Now, remember, that's $33,000 base. So if you want, like, a window and a cup holder, you're probably not going to get out of there, you know, without under 50. The new Explorer, they said, is very important for Ford. Okay? The Explorer is the top-selling midsize SUV. There's a lot more competition and new models coming in the next couple of years. While there were 21 midsize SUVs available in the U.S. last year, LMC automotive experts expect that to climb. Yeah, remember, SUVs were the big thing in the late 90s, early 2000s. Everybody was into SUVs, and they found they were gas guzzlers. Minivans were kind of big, also in the late 90s, early 2000s, because, you know, parents were like, you know what? There's a lot more car. I could throw all my kids. I don't care if I look like a dork in this minivan. Now, I don't really see minivans. I don't see hardly any minivans. A lot of people are going back to sedans. I do see some sports cars and coupes, but again, not as much. I really see sedans. But then again, I live in Vegas. So Vegas, it's sedans and SUVs, a lot of SUVs. They say the competition will be looking to cut into the Explorer's position in the SUV market. Last year, Ford sold more than 261,000 Explorers. And they say it's the sweet spot of the market. You know, when it comes to cars, I find us just doing it all wrong. We're all about the look and the cup holder and the Bluetooth and making our car like a mini AI robot self-driving vehicle. You know, we're using like the rear camera. And, you know, it's supposed to tell us to automatically stop. I look at it as these car companies think we're stupid. And they're trying to make these quote-unquote smart vehicles. And because people spend so much time in their car, they want that. And I get it. You know, I lived in L.A. The traffic's unbearable and you're in your car for about an hour, hour and a half. But my problem with that is we're not going to be using our instinct. Once we start to rely, you know, and do like Jesus take the wheel, we're not going to be working on our, you know, instincts and reflexes and things like that. So I'm a little nervous about that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we found out something kind of interesting. A Connecticut judge has dismissed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma and two dozen other drug companies. This was brought to the judge by 37 cities and towns in the state, which blame the drug companies for the opioid crisis and seek to recoup millions of dollars spent on emergency response and other services. Judge Thomas McCausher in Hartford Superior Court ruled Tuesday that the lawsuits were not allowed because they were not government enforcement actions, such as those filed under consumer protection and public health laws. Instead, the judge said the lawsuits are filed as ordinary civil cases seeking money damages for the indirect harm from the opioid crisis. He said their lawsuits cannot survive without proof that the people they are suing directly caused them the financial losses they seek to recoup. This is what the judge wrote. He said this puts the cities in the same position in claiming money as the brothers, sisters, friends, neighbors, and co-workers of the addicts who say they have also indirectly suffered losses by the opioid crisis. That is to say, under long-established law, they have no claims at all. Now, lawyers for several cities and towns said they are still reviewing the judge's ruling. Appeals are being considered in Bridgeport, New Haven, and Waterbury, Connecticut. And New York lawyer Judith Skolnick says, I don't think he reached a correct decision. She's representing New Haven and New Britain. She said it's disappointing, and we're considering every option. The ruling is, I guess, believed to be the first, and it's the first that I think I've seen, that dismissed government lawsuits in recent rounds of litigation against the opioid manufacturers. Now remember, last month, a federal judge in Ohio overseeing more than 1,400 lawsuits against drug makers by local governments and other groups rejected requests by the companies to dismiss the claims. So those are going forward. Purdue Pharma is a Stamford, Connecticut-based maker of the opioid painkiller OxyContin, said in a statement Wednesday that the judge made the right decision. They said, we commend the judge for applying the law and concluding that opioid manufacturers cannot be legally responsible to cities for the indirect harms they claim they experienced as a result of the opioid crisis. We share these communities' concerns about the opioid crisis, and we remain committed to working collaboratively, bringing meaningful solutions forward to help address the public health challenge. Now, Purdue Pharma, like other drug makers, have denied allegations in lawsuits that they use deceptive marketing to boost the sales of their opioid painkiller. That's where the lawyers may have them. If lawyers can prove that Purdue deceived patients and deceived doctors about the risks of opioids, that's where they have them. But I, as a doctor, I mean, I'm supposed to be smart enough, and I was smart enough to know that OxyContin or any fentanyl or any of these drugs were addictive. So I don't even think any of the salespeople tried to tell me that they weren't. So I never had any experience with Purdue Pharma trying to deceive me. But again, that's not to say I have no idea what their sales team did. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. But manufacturers are being blamed for fueling the fuel addiction and opioid overdose deaths. About 47,600 Americans died from drug overdoses involving opioids in 2017. It is still rising, despite people having Narcan on hand. And what's ended up happening is the local, state, and federal governments have been forced to pay for the social, medical needs, first responders, etc. Narcan. So now states have to pay for having this Narcan on standby. So state agencies need somebody to pay. And I get that. If I was a police department, where's the money going to come from? So I see both sides to this. But the judge has a point. If there's a whole bunch of, let's say, drunk driving crashes in a city, do agencies in the state have a right to sue the makers of Jack Daniels or Crown Royal or Anheuser-Busch? I mean, if somebody got drunk on a Heineken, having Heineken, is Heineken responsible for that lawsuit? And if people are not going to go after alcohol companies, not that I want them to, then you really can't just singularly go after drug companies. See what I mean? You know, if something is causing a death and there's a precedent set, then I get it. You know, if all these alcohol companies have been sued and have lost fights, because of certain, you know, DUI deaths. I get that. But no, they somebody drinking alcohol on their own, alcohol, I mean, they do have warnings, or I don't know why people haven't sued alcohol companies. I don't think they should. But I would see alcohol being more of a culprit than a pharmaceutical company. I mean, and the reason, and again, I'm not trying to defend pharmaceutical companies here, but you have a lot of people out there in pain. They need pharmaceutical companies to make medications out there. Is it the pharmaceuticals company that some people out there are taking it for fun? Well, the pharmaceutical company did have to change its formulation, and they did. So they did their due diligence there. But where, like I said, they could get in trouble is, did they perpetuate a myth that their drug is less addictive than others? Well, as long as they have in their writing that it is addictive, guys, it's still narcotic, it's addictive, they're probably going to be safe. Thing is it's the court of public opinion. People are ticked. My state lost, what, 400 to 600 people last year to overdose deaths? That's a lot of people. There's more things out there causing more deaths, but 400, 600 lives lost to overdose or opiate overdose deaths, that's serious. But what if the majority of them were heroin? Who's to blame? Are they still blaming the pharmaceutical companies? Well, the argument is, well, yeah, because if somebody went on heroin because they took OxyContin years ago, OxyContin is to blame. Well, how do you know that? Just because somebody took OxyContin, did that mean that forced them to go and start using heroin? There needs to be a lot more proof. So pharmaceutical companies now around the world are seeing, you know what, maybe creating a painkiller isn't the most strategic. And my worry is we're not going to have a lot of R&D on what we could use for pain. Now, what would be a great market for people to enter is more of these medicines for neuropathic pain, you know, like Lyrica, Neurontin, things like that, finding medications that are non-narcotic that people could use for severe pain. But, again, it's very expensive. Mostly insurance companies don't pay for it. I remember when Lyrica came out, it was really difficult to get an insurance company to pay for it. They preferred to pay the narcotic. I remember an insurance company coming to visit me saying, can you write less Ambien and write more Xanax when people have insomnia? I didn't write a lot, and I go, well, I don't want people on the benzodiazepines. Those are addictive. I would rather do a little bit of Ambien so they don't, you know, they're not, and benzodiazepines can be dangerous, especially mixed with alcohol, etc. They go, yeah, but Ambien's more expensive. So the Xanax and Valium is cheaper. So are people going to sue insurance companies? If insurance companies didn't cover Lyrica back then and only covered the narcotics, are now the insurance companies to blame too? So, you could sue everybody and their mother. But these state agencies do have a point. They need funds to help combat this. So where should they get it from? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.